Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about real-time info and where... Real-time info on where to invest during virus times.
Where to get it?
Where to get it.
How to get it? How to dissect it? How to understand it? What else?
How to make money, in what markets to buy real estate, and step-by-step procedures on, hey, it now is the time to buy property in Compton. Why? Here's all the proof and the support and the whole thing. Now's the time to buy property in West Phoenix. Why? Here's how you get the data. Here's how you analyze it. And why? Oh, why? Because it all happened in 2010 exactly like this, and it's going to repeat itself.
Why'd you just say that? Why'd you give this goofy title that we're all kind of trying to figure out what this is? Real-time info on where to invest during virus times. Okay.
Guess who doesn't write any titles at all?
I do. Well, you know why? Because you don't like my titles. Let's call a spade a spade. If I write them, you don't like them.
How to catch a flock of doves and how it applies to your pretty sweet, wonderful real estate.
Okay, here's how I would have written this title. you know, you are not alone in your lack of real-time data.
That's actually not bad.
Thank you. Someone said something to me the other night. You are not, they came up with all the, you are not alone and.
They were making fun of us.
Oh, it was good. I can't remember what it was. Like, I don't know. Making quality, making normal poor drinks. It was something like that. Like, yeah. Mr. Heavy Hand over here.
I remember that.
Yeah.
It was funny, actually.
Thank you.
It'll all come to me in a minute.
Okay.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Andy wrote, hey, y'all, I'm relatively new to the game. I sent a few mailers to Arizona and New Mexico, but I'm hoping to branch out a bit here. I've learned about abstract states, and now I've been reading about certain states that require attorney to close a deal. Am I correct in assuming our land deals count as real estate closings? And therefore, 20 plus states will require this. Any guidelines on states that have costly requirements for closing deals that a newbie should look out for? Hey, advice is appreciated. Thanks.
This is a very popular topic and some incredibly intelligent reply. The reply string in this is huge. But I'll summarize it. Yes, your land deal is a real estate deal.
Yes.
It's just as much real estate as a skyscraper in New York.
Yes.
And the closing process is the same. It's exactly the same.
Yep.
Someone buys it, and they provide the money. They put it into escrow. The seller gets the money through escrow, and it gets deeded and recorded at the county. There's a lot of other due diligence and some other stuff that goes on, feasibility studies and all kinds of things. But the basic transaction is exactly the same. Exactly. Mm-hmm. There are three ways to close a real estate deal. Number one, self-close. You create the deed in Microsoft Word. You hand the deed in a blue pen.
This is when you don't use a title.
To the buyer. The buyer signs
it. You're doing it yourself.
The buyer signs it. You hand them compensation in the form usually of a cashier's check.
Seller sells it. Seller signs it. Yeah. I'm the buyer.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, good.
You're welcome.
And then you get in your car because you're the new owner. The seller now has a cashier's check. They get in the car, go deposit it at the bank. You get in the car as a new owner and go to the county and have it recorded. It gets stamped with a book and page number. Transaction's done. That's the easiest and most simple way. The vast majority of people on the planet don't believe you can do this. They think you need a real estate agent and all kinds of stuff, but everybody in this group knows that.
Or you need to be licensed and you don't.
And Jill and I built multi-bajillion dollar careers on doing deals like this. So that's self-close. The second way is escrow close, where you do all what I just said, except it's handled by an unrelated third party called an escrow / title agent. And they act as the middle person. They collect the money. They do the paperwork. They file it at the offer of fees, file the deed at the recorder in the county. And they just generally manage all this stuff. And they 99.9% of the time issue a title insurance policy guaranteeing the things that they say in that title policy about the chain of title and everything else. Title insurance. in case if someone down the road finds out, oh, you don't really own that at all, which almost never happens. And if it does happen, they're going to tell you, we don't guarantee that. That's title, policy close. The third way and the final way is to do it with a real estate, with a lawyer. There's only a very few states. The lawyer does everything the title agent did, every single thing. It's exactly the same type of transaction.
There are like two states that require it. It's not 20.
It's not 20. There's only maybe one or two.
Yeah.
Now, can you use a lawyer to close a real estate deal in any state? Yes. This is where the confusion comes in. It's not like that's an escrow state, that's a lawyer state, and that's a self-close state. You can self-close in almost every single state. You can use a title agent in just about every single state. There are one or two states that require you to use a lawyer. New York's one of them. And I even heard then you can still sell close.
Cool.
It's lenders that drive all this. It's the lenders that say, hey, we only do lawyer deals because that's how we're going to lend against it. Mm-hmm. If you're paying cash, you can do what you want. And that goes for everything in life.
Cool. And when Steven said driving with the self-close, it's really easy. I want to add there, you're not driving to the county, you're mailing to the county, or you can even do online recording. It's really, when you do self-closing, it's getting easier and easier and better, and I'm excited because now you can have some states, you can have online notarizing, you can wire money, you don't even have to do the cashier's check. It's so nice. And I'm hoping that's one of the positive things that comes out of this whole virus.
This kind of question is fantastic for the Land Academy and House Academy group. Mm-hmm. It's these kinds of questions that Jill and I, because we're so deeply vested into this business, lifelong career-wise, that we just don't see it anymore. We're like blind to it. And so new people have questions like this, and they need to be addressed. You know, we were new too once. So this is the forum and a reason to be in this group, so you can get that stuff addressed quickly, simply, direct answers, just like I did, and get it done. Today's topic, real-time information on where to invest during these virus times. This is the meat of the show. I don't think it's so much that the title's bad. It's just how I can't read it.
It's okay.
It's my punctuation.
Oh, okay, got it. Okay. Your brain is wired a little differently though too. Let's just be honest, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. You're a girl, I'm a girl, you're a guy.
You're a girl. That's a Freudian slip.
Sometimes you're
what
a girl.
What you meant to say is
I'm the guy.
I wish you were a girl.
Sometimes I'm the girl, sometimes you're the guy. Could you imagine?
Where did that just go?
Anyway.
Somebody asked me during the Thursday webinar that we had with our members, hey, Jack, where do you get real-time information so you can make, you know, that's it's. I'm sure they have some type of stock market experience where it's like you can see what the market did today. And so they said, where can you get real-time information about what's happening in Market X right now? You know, did it go up or down? Do the listing prices go up or down today? And which I don't know of any. My answer during the webinar was, I don't know. And then I got to thinking about it because I'm a data freak like that. And wouldn't it be great to have real-time/daily market movement? And so then I started to look into it. And there are some places that have nothing like the stock market charts that you see, nothing like that. In fact, real estate data, for whatever reason, is very monthly. So usually on the 10th of the month, you get the previous month's data, 10th or the 15th, depending on how it's reported. And you get that through Realtor.com for free or Redfin.com. They have great data downloads into Excel, knock yourself out type data. But it's nothing like real time. So I started down the path of providing one. And it's not going to be real time per zip code or anything like that. But it's going to make you aware of what's happening in certain markets before the rest of the world will. And so I'm working on it.
Where will we be seeing this data, sir?
How long were you planning that?
Not at all. It just came right out. Because honestly, this is kind of new to me.
Jill and I are going to talk about it two shows from now on Friday. But we are launching the Land Academy show.
Oh, that's where you're going to be presenting this data.
That's a lot of it, yeah.
Oh, I thought this was a website or something you're creating. No. I'm like, I thought this is a whole nother company. Because this is normally how he rolls. Hey, there's a new company coming up. It's showing up on Friday. Really? Yeah, I've been working on it for 3 months. Really? Yeah, remember that tech guy I got back? Yeah, it's great. I got 6 more in the can. Watch. What the heck?
It's really
hey,
true.
Can your marketing guys take this on? A little notice would have been nice, but okay, we'll figure it out.
I wish I could deny that.
Thank you. That's what I got. That's why I was confused. That's real. The struggle is real.
Especially now, because we're all stuck in all of us are at home. I have more time to think about stuff
and
research.
Yep.
So we're going to roll, again, it's not going to be a stock chart. We're going to roll in data and real-time information into the Jack Jill Show.
Oh, okay, cool. Good. Well, I look forward to that. What else we're going to roll into that?
Jill stuff.
Oh, good.
We'll talk about that on Friday.
Okay, thank you. Happy you could join us today. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, you can find us right here on the Land Academy Show. Tuesdays and Thursdays, we are on the House Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on the House Academy Show is called Will We See a 25 to 45% House Devaluation in These Virus Times? You're not alone. And your real estate ambition. Spoiler alert, yes.
Oh, we're already seeing it.
Yeah.
Already. I'm seeing some
it's going to be
price
worse
drop,
than that.
Price drop. Back on market. Price drop. Seeing a lot of that with houses. I'm excited for it.
I'm excited too.
The Land Academy Show remains commercial free for you, our loyal listener. So wherever you're watching, wherever you're listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.